tell us.
Well, the Windhoek incident was we had the ship ship loaded here, five holds, three holds for the wheat board and two holds for Robin Hood out of Minneapolis, downbound for the Lower St. Lawrence. Got into the Welland Canal, and the bridge operator at one of the center lift bridges lowered the bridge on the ship as it was passing, knocked the wheelhouse off, knocked the stack off, sent it rudderless down the waterway. It went aground, got a hole, caught on fire. Nobody was hurt. My brother Alexander and I received a phone call from Nancy McLeod, our paymaster, to say she just heard from the captain, Ken Strong, this had happened. We were aghast. We went into emergency mode. We had our manuals. Went into emergency mode. Called safety, marine safety. Called lawyers. Called whoever. And I was on the ship. We chartered a plane here with my two superintendents, and I was on the ship by 5 a.m. And we flew to Toronto, rented a car, got there, and luckily nobody was hurt. That was the first question anybody heard. Nobody was hurt. It was quite miraculous. Somebody taped it. Somebody happened to be standing there with a camera, so it's still on YouTube today. And that, as I say, that triggered a number of events that eventually took our side of the family out of the business entirely.
Did the Seaway Authority compensate you for the damage done? I presume that they were the ones responsible.
That settlement, that discussion carried on long after I ceased to be a shareholder. So there was some agreement reached. There was no admission of liability, no admission of guilt, never went to court.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly we were not at fault.
No.
But it really didn't ever come to any some sort of successful conclusion, I don't think. Although there was a settlement. There was a financial settlement.
Or did you have insurance also?
Oh, we had insurance. It was a constructive total loss.
Yeah.
We had to abandon voyage. We could not continue. The cargo owners had to then take over, as is marine law. Their cargo insurance kicked in. They then had to figure out how to get this grain down the river.
It becomes quite an experience, I'm sure.
Well, it was quite an experience. The Seaway wouldn't, rightly so, the Seaway wouldn't allow a large, dead, fully loaded ship to be towed down through the Seaway. It's just too unwieldy and too dangerous. So they had to figure out a way to get this cargo off this ship somehow and get it down to Montreal, which they did. They eventually got it done, and we helped as much as we could, sitting in this room on the phone every day.